721 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Mrs. Herman H. Hirsch, 689. There was a scheme, or at least he suspected one. If there had been one, you can be sure he would have done more than merely suspect it. When she met Forrest Adair in his private office, that poor woman stood no more chance than a straw in the river or a snowball in hell. She was compromised the minute she entered Adair's private office. Adair admits he is a man of the world and claims to know everything about women. He says he knows women up one side and down the other. Then Adair says to her, "What do you want?" And thus he started the negotiations. The poor woman had long admired Candler. She had taken clippings from the paper about him. I have no doubt that many a clipping about Candler's gift of $1 million to Emory University has been taken from the Methodist Christian Advocate in this state of Georgia. I know my wife has one. Mrs. Hirsch didn't demand any money. Even if she is guilty of the charge of immorality, she has a right to settle with him for the damages he has inflicted upon her. In the indictment, the prosecution didn't attempt a separate and distinct form of the case. They charge blackmail and do not even lay their case upon a mere attempt. That is a despicable argument that the counsel for the state, Mr. Arnold, brings forth when he says he is willing for the woman to go on probation. God save the person who is put on probation in this country. Look at that Humphreys woman taken up by Officer Maddox just because she is on probation. No reason for it and nothing against her. They are dodging the case when they try to say to you, find her guilty and leave the question of mercy to the judge. We want your vindication and, as far as possible, reparation for what this poor woman has suffered. The state has absolutely failed to make a case. God knows Mrs. Hirsch didn't want to expose the affair. As Adair says, she didn't demand any money. I am surprised at Mr. Arnold jumping on Cook as a common crook. What did Cook say on the witness stand? He...